And welcome everyone to another
Sugar Walls edition of the Hour Bomb.
Sugar Walls edition of the Hour Bomb.
We're like a kicking vagina. We're just too good to leave alone.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Sugar Walls edition of the Hour Bomb.
Okay.
You know you want to hit it.
I am your host. The first ever graduate of the Dave Moses School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It may or may not be nighttime outside right now.
That's right. Especially depending on where you live.
Exactly. The one, the only, man with a huge cock, your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy.
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
The big bad booty.
Whoops.
And our illustrious soundboard operator doing oh so well.
I know.
Yeah.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath Jason Heath. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, except you. Go kiss an ass.
So much pent-up anger in this one.
No, mind you, I didn't say kiss my ass. I said kiss an ass.
Yeah, but still, so much pent-up anger in you, young Padawan. Jedi, you shall not be. Anyway.
Dark side.
How the hell you guys been?
Tired.
I'm stressed out.
First up, Heath, why are you tired?
New store.
It's been like a week. You're not used to it yet?
Hell no.
No. All right. Adrian?
Yeah.
Pray tell. Why are you stressed?
Got plans for a future life event going on and all that. And
the sex change?
What?
A sex change?
For Heath, actually, yeah. I'm putting the bill for that. So Heath can become the strong, independent woman he finally deserves to be.
Gotcha. Okay. No, seriously, why are you stressed out, buddy?
Starting to plan a wedding.
No, that's the fall of next year, right?
No, it is in the spring of next year.
What the fuck? Why the hell didn't you consult me on this before you made that decision?
I technically did last night.
Was I drinking?
I don't know. Were you?
I was.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
So whatever I said last night can't be held against me and used against me. So forget your plans. You're getting married in the fall. Gives me plenty of time to get everything planned.
That's going
to
happen.
God damn it. Fuck, that means everything's been pushed. I just lost 6 months of bachelor party planning.
I think it'll be fine.
6 months of speech writing.
Well, I mean, you might need that with all the verbal skills that you learned from Dave Metzler.
I know. Fuckers, fuckers, fuckers.
That's right.
Or, there once was this guy in a gay Star Wars shirt.
Shut up.
I can understand how you're stressed. So, but, you know, you'll get through. It'll happen. You won't remember hardly any of it because you'll probably be three sheets to the wind by the time it's all said and done.
Probably so.
I was.
I'm sure I'm going to have gray hair by the time this is done.
I'm pretty sure you already do.
Like, all gray. Like, I'm going to go Bischoff.
Oh, wow. That's bad. So, well, things are going good for me. Glad you guys asked. I hate you, too.
I don't really care how you're doing.
Wow, you're such
Jason,
an ass.
Jason, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad you asked.
All right.
My day started out kind of shitty.
Okay. What happened?
Hey, you know what? Can we talk about how you got pissed on by a dog? Because I think that's the best.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you my story real quick. So we get up this morning. We had my mother-in-law watch the baby. And so we decided let's go out for breakfast this morning. We're like, okay, where do we want to go? And my wife's like, huh?
Bob Evans.
No. We decided to go to Steak and Shake. Been a long time since I had Steak and Shake breakfast. And Esther's like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. Why not? Oh, my God. No. Hey.
What happened?
We got someone new in the chat.
Oh, do we now?
Anyway, so we go to Steak and Shake, right?
All right.
It takes them like 10 minutes to get us our fucking drinks. It's not like we ordered shakes. We ordered fucking iced tea and a soda.
Let's see. Pour the tea. Use the fountain for the soda. Yeah, it shouldn't take too long.
Yeah, it took forever. Our server didn't even bring us our drinks. It was a different one because we bitched to her. Wow. So they, you know, she finally takes our order. Takes them like 30 fucking minutes to cook this food. Now, this isn't like Friday night Steak and Shake where it's fucking busy.
Right.
No, this is like Sunday morning. There was like six or seven other tables.
Wow. For that kind of wait, I would have figured, yeah, they probably would have been busy. But, yeah, that's... Wow.
Yeah. So we both get skillets. Both of them have hash browns. My wife even tells the server, hey, make sure the hash browns are well done. Okay, she writes it down. Food comes out. Our hash browns are barely even warm. Raw fucking potatoes.
What?
Yeah. The rest of mine was good, but too bad half of it was like fucking hash browns.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, you had a bad restaurant experience, and I wasn't there for it.
I always have bad experiences at our local Steak and Shake. They can suck my ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems a little steep, but, you know, you could just not go there.
We've already determined we're probably not going back. So let's talk about Heath's story.
All right, because he got peed on by a dog, and that's great.
Go ahead, tell the story, Heath.
What? There's not much to tell other than the fact it's like, okay, I'm sitting on the couch. The one dog big dog is, you know, laying sleep. There and being good and all. And then the little one gets on the couch as well. Nothing out of the normal there. You know, probably going to lay down as well. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling something very warm on the side of my leg. And I look over and I'm like, damn it.
Yes, yeah. One of my dogs peed on Heath. Kind of funny.
Yeah. And she's normally the good one.
I don't know about that.
You should see what he's wearing. He's wearing his AT&T polo with the only thing I could find for him, Christmas-themed pajama pants.
That's a well hung.
Nice. Well, how's the show work, Jason?
Funny. Well, who do we got in the chat room? Let's do that first.
All right. Well, hey, we got me in the chat room. Woo!
Dickhead.
Bulk up to myself. Let's see. We have Adrian. Bulk up to you.
Yay.
We have Jason Halbert. Reluctant bulk
lick him.
Up.
Lick him. Lick him, fucker.
I am not going to lick it.
Montana Man.
Hey, bulk up to Montana Man.
We got B-Megs.
Bulk up to you.
Sean Pickles for Ventrist.
Holy hey, shit, where did he jump in
ball
there?
Cup to Sean.
Just now. And Brooklyn Dodge Her.
There's, didn't we establish boob cup?
This? Yes.
No, it was a clit flick.
Well, you know, I don't want to go too far.
Clit flick to Brooklyn Dodger.
Okay.
Why not?
And then we also have PW Pop there.
It was like someone, I don't know who that is. Anyway.
I think it's just you whenever you're logged into Mixler.
It's possible.
It's possible.
So anyway, here's how the show works. I got a whole list that I got to get through. I don't have a list. And if I did, it's not a big list. And these two assholes usually are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list and fail. Like I said, don't have much of a list, so it's going to be a fun night for me.
Yeah.
I got nothing else. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
I can tell you're not really reaching for my nuts. Is there something wrong with my nuts?
I just haven't wanted any nuts yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, no problem. Brooklyn. Brooke? Yeah, let's call her Brooke for short. Adrian, you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Good. So I guess with that being said, let's...
Wait, Adrian, there is one thing.
What?
I got this gross.
Oh, God.
Well...
Call it Heath.
Let's go.
Yeah, you guys just can't get rid of me. You know that? No matter how hard you try.
We've tried pretty hard too. All right. So anyway, I guess let's talk a little Monday Night Raw, shall we?
All right.
Change in me while
All right. Heath, how's my cream filling in your mouth? That's pretty good, isn't it?
Well, let's see. It does say it's a treat.
It is. Anyway.
All things yummy.
Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck Monday was. The second. First off, something I wanted to talk about a couple weeks ago. They redid their intro. They redid the video. They remixed the music a little bit. What do you guys think of it?
I like it.
I like it better than what they had.
It's, I don't know, it's not really all that much different. Until you told me it was different, I actually didn't realize it was different.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I usually fast forward through the video entrance.
Oh. I do too. It was just a fluke. What was it? I was actually home to start Raw and I turned. I don't remember, but yeah, new intro. I like it.
Yes.
So, welcome to a Raw where it looks like they were actually trying to put on a good show.
Yes. That is very true.
Indeed.
I didn't have many complaints on this Raw, actually. It was a great job by them putting on. I thought it was a damn good Raw.
I can't argue. It was actually a pretty solid show top to bottom.
Usually I'll finish Raw in like, you know, hour and a half. Not this time. It took me a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. I just know. I was here.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I wish he'd fucking leave. Fell asleep after you left and slept in the living room till like 3 in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, and then trying to get my wife awake. That's a fun fucking story. Anyway, trying to get my notes put up for Raw. Doom, doom, doom.
Well, Raw, as per always, opens up with a 30-minute Authority promo.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 30 minutes.
Well, it sure as hell seemed like it.
Well, yeah, it does, but...
And, of course, they did have to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hey, I wasn't happy about it either.
I had to hear... Jackasses, Triple H and Stephanie, though.
I had to hear my boss talk about it the next day.
Well, that's their job, is to get heat. Okay, got my notes pulled up. So, starts off, and yeah, they're talking about the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. Big announcement. This wasn't the big announcement, though, was it?
Yeah, actually, it was.
About the travesty that happened at the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, I thought it was the thing where he called out Sting at...
Passing. He did it the week before.
Did he?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, that's what he did on SmackDown that week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's correct.
So, anyway, essentially, let's boil down a half-hour Authority promo to a 2-minute Hour Bomb promo. So, basically, Triple H is trying to fuck Roman Reigns, saying, hey, by the way, that really shouldn't have counted because The Rock came in and interfered and blah, 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 blah. Fair enough to this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Daniel Bryan comes out, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. You guys are screwing over him just like you screwed over me last year.
Didn't Seth Rollins come out first?
No, Bryan came out first and then Rollins came out.
Okay, so yeah, pretty much, you know, hey, they did the same stuff to me, you know, whatever. You should fight me and the winner should go on to WrestleMania. And then out comes Seth Rollins.
His microphone doesn't work, and so they go to a commercial.
Which is kind of funny.
And they come back, Rollins is in the ring, and he makes a joke about live TV saying what he's been here is getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot to mention Roman Reigns eventually comes out, too, before Daniel Bryan. And yeah, forgot about that.
Oh, I thought we already established that he was out there with the Authority.
No, we didn't, but we are now.
Okay.
So anyway, Seth Rollins is like, no, I should get the title shot at WrestleMania. You know, I'm going to cash in, blah, 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 blah. So, 30-minute Authority promo is broken down into this. Daniel Bryan is going to fight Seth Rollins tonight on Raw. Winner goes to Fastlane, who Roman Reigns then has to fight for his spot at WrestleMania. Oh, by the way, Roman Reigns has to fight Big Show on Raw.
Yeah. And they get Roman Reigns to agree to this. If he hadn't agreed to it, he would still just go to WrestleMania to fight Brock Lesnar.
Uh-huh.
So does this mean that the Royal Rumble is kind of pointless?
In retrospect, in this year, yeah, they kind of, yeah.
They made it to,
Don't they do this fairly often?
Semi, yeah.
And
I mean, it's been happening more and more frequently, but I mean, I don't think the end result's going to change, so.
Yeah.
Kind
of sucks.
What?
I mean, the Royal Rumble's only pointless if Roman Reigns doesn't still go to WrestleMania, so I mean.
Yeah. So, but I don't know, man. We saw the beginning of what could be a Roman Reigns heel turn. Maybe I'm okay with that out of this. But I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to give people that want Daniel Bryan to be a part of WrestleMania to feel like he's going to be a part of WrestleMania, part of the main event. Let me rephrase that. But I don't want to see him do it again this year. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't want to say that I don't want to see it, but I don't want to see it get like drawn out like it kind of did last year.
I don't want to see it. It's not. I hate using this term. I really do. It's not organic.
Right. Last year, it felt like it was it felt a little bit better organically, but it feels like if they did it again this year, it would be forcing it, and it's like, no.
Yeah, I know, and that's exactly where I think we're going with this. And I don't want it that way. And nothing in wrestling is really organic. And like I said, I hate using that terminology. But last year's felt good. It felt grassroots-like. You know, with the whole Occupy Raw and all that. Mm-hmm. I liked it. This year, it's just there's no rhyme or reason.
Right.
It's like, yeah, Daniel Bryan never got his title shot when he came back. But bank that for later. Why not? You know?
Yeah.
True. I mean, technically, Randy Orton is still owed a rematch.
Didn't CM Punk owed a rematch from, like, 10 years ago?
I don't know. I think it kind of goes out the window when you quit.
I'm just saying. So, yeah. That's our main event tonight is Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns. Or, Seth Rollins against Daniel Bryan.
Pretty good main event. But we'll talk about that more in a minute, I guess.
Sure, why not? Roman Reigns gets annihilated by Big Show.
Well, with the help of Seth Rollins, and
still, he gets annihilated.
He does get beat by the Big Show. The Ascension beat the crap out of Stardust and Goldust.
Yeah, they did. Holy shit, that was a squash match.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I do like how there was a backstage segment with the Authority. You alluded to it earlier. Kofi still hasn't gotten his title shot either. How they manipulated Roman Reigns, because even if he would have said no, they would have been like, well, sorry, nothing we could do. You know, you're still going to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Which is kind of poppy. It's kind of bullshit, but whatever. We're not.
Yeah. Let's see. What else stuck out from us on Raw? Cesaro got a win.
Cesaro did get a win on Raw.
He beat Jimmy Uso.
I think this is going to set up the tag team title match at Fastlane, I guess?
I think so. Pretty sure we're going to see the Usos against Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, which they need a name, but whatever. Kidaro? Right. Why not?
I guess it's better than Sis Kid.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see here. Hold on. That's going to lead me into this. Talk amongst yourselves for a second, boys.
See. Oh, so, okay. And other news on Raw, Paige defeated Alicia Fox, and Rusev defeated Eric Rowan in about 5 minutes. It was not really a squash match, but it was pretty close to a squash match.
Don't forget, Eric Rowan was going out there to do John Cena a favor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Here, don't do this.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's on SmackDown. I apologize.
No, it was on Raw.
Oh, yeah, they fought again on SmackDown.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
We
also had Dolph Ziggler versus Bray Wyatt.
That was a good fucking match.
That was a good match.
That was fantastic.
I love that match. And I think,
and it seems to become increasingly more clear that Bray Wyatt is calling out The Undertaker.
Yeah, as we come to find out, I wouldn't say we find out per se, but Yeah, he did have a promo a little bit later on that evening.
Go ahead and talk about it.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm going to let Heath talk.
Oh, Heath doesn't need to talk?
Wow.
I was told that our only female fan likes Heath, so I was going to enjoy and impress her and let him talk.
As I found out last night, that's actually not true.
Oh, it's not?
No, she never said that. Jake was fucking with you.
Oh.
Well, damn it.
Heath got excited.
Yeah.
I was like, yay, I have a fan. And I don't.
Okay, so then we'll just assume it's me that's her favorite on here. That's cool. I like it.
No, it's clearly me. She said so.
Oh, you're so full of shit. It is not you.
It's definitely me.
It is not you.
I got fan mail.
Yes. Or no.
Yeah, I do. I'll read it on air next week.
Because you're going to send it to yourself.
It's not true. It's from my number one female fan.
Your wife in training doesn't count.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Heath, go ahead and talk about the promo.
Well, anyway, apparently after the match between The Miz and Sin Cara, which Sin Cara won.
Oh, shit, we got to talk about that, too. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so after the match there, all of a sudden, lights hit and Bray Wyatt appears on the screen. From what they were gathering here, he's kind of introducing himself to someone with this promo. It's been watching this person for some time. Person has had people in fear, even. And basically, Wyatt's now saying that he is the new face of fear. He says the devil is real and can't wait to see this person again. And Wyatt also continues on saying he knows this person is listening. Turns upside down and tells someone to find him.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm okay with this.
So am I. Because, I mean, this actually kind of takes me back to when Undertaker was really in his prime. And he was cutting the really good promos.
I don't know if what kind of promos we're going to get. But I don't think they've been... The Undertaker promos haven't been the greatest over the last few years.
Right.
Oh, God, that's retarded. Oh, a Hadrian. Ha, 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 that's us. I like that. Ha, ha. I'll take that. I didn't see the H, so I'm like, what the hell? Anyway. I haven't really given a whole lot of shits about the Undertaker promos the last couple of years. The last one I really, 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 really fucking loved was the Undertaker Shawn Michaels,
yeah,
first one, because that was phenomenal. The only reason I liked the CM Punk ones was because it was fucking CM Punk and he was tossing the urn around. That was kind of funny.
That was
kind of hindsight. It was kind of funny. You have to admit it was kind of funny.
It was pretty tasteless.
So you're trying to tell me you didn't think it was funny at all?
I did not find it funny at all.
Do you blame Punk or do you blame Creative?
I blame Punk. He's a dick.
So, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be a kind of an interesting discussion we may have here.
All right.
There's been instances before that we've talked about where you've blamed Creative on that kind of stuff and not the guy.
All right, give me an example.
Let me think here. Hold on. Roman Reigns. Let's just go to the big white elephant in the room. Roman Reigns winning the Rumble. You blame Creative. Not Roman Reigns.
I don't think it was a mistake.
Okay, Batista winning.
Your
favorite Royal Rumble finish of all time. So Batista wins the Rumble, you're excited.
No.
Well, you were. It was okay. So, but
no,
you blame
I was pretty pissed off, and yeah. So, that should never have happened.
Okay, so you blame Creative on that one.
Yeah, that's not the same thing at all.
It is totally the same thing, but here's why. Batista's like, they're like, oh, you're going to do this. Batista's like, okay. They tell CM Punk, you're going to do this. He's like, okay, following marching orders.
But CM Punk had a lot more creative freedom and could do whatever he wanted in a lot of his promos.
The hell he did.
They let him get away with anything he wanted to say, and he wanted to do that.
I need proof on that one.
I mean, I have journalistic integrity when I
tell
you.
Oh, you are so full of shit, you are. Anyway.
You can't tell me if CM Punk wasn't cool with throwing the urn around and being like, I don't know if that's a good idea, guys. I mean, that's kind of, the guy just died.
I don't know. I wasn't there. The point of that was to get heat, and he got heat for that. From people like you.
Yep.
Did we lose Adrian?
What? What are you talking about?
I thought we lost you for a second.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. He got heat for that. That was the point of that.
Dude, I think that mocking a dead guy probably isn't the best way to go about getting heat, especially when the guy just died like 2 weeks ago. I don't see how you even remotely say that's the same thing as somebody being told that they should win the Royal Rumble and that guy going, okay.
Because they're following their marching orders.
Right, but it's not the same thing at all. I mean, there's following marching orders. If you're told to win a match, that's one thing. Who would be offended by somebody really winning a match? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, fucking nobody should be. I mean, granted, it was a dumb decision on their part, but it's not the same thing as making fun of a dead guy.
He was not making fun of a dead guy. He was making fun of the Paul Bearer character. It's not like he was saying, oh, hey, here's William Booty in the urn.
It was implied that that was his Paul Bearer's urn, and it was implied that, oh, blew me on throwing it around, dropping it. That's Paul Bearer.
Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and skip the rest of this conversation because...
That's a fucking good plan on your fucking part.
No, it's your fucking part. B-Max, that was awkward, and Phil probably didn't want to do that. I agree, he probably didn't. They told him to do it. He's like, okay, boss.
Fuck, when has CM Punk ever been like the guy following the company marching line?
Well, I just lost my title. Let me go ahead and do what I can so I can get my title back. So I'll be a good little employee for a while. Makes sense to me.
I don't think that's how it went.
Well, I don't know, and you don't know either. It's all speculation.
So,
actually, we could probably listen to Colt Cabana's podcast, and it's probably our answer probably lies in there again. I mean, seriously, we could probably go back and listen to that.
I mean, just taking what I know about CM Punk, the fact that he is
you don't
rude,
know anything about him, you don't like him.
Most people he's interacted with, I can't see him being the guy that wouldn't be like, all right, let's make fun of dead people. That's fun.
You know what? We'll sit down together and we'll listen to the Colt Cabana podcast and we'll hear about this.
I mean, what if CM Punk came out and been like, "No, Owen Hart's dead. Aha, Brett." I mean, same thing.
I would have been okay with it because simply he's doing his fucking job. They didn't want everyone to cheer for CM Punk over Undertaker because they knew if he didn't get heat, everyone was gonna cheer for Punk. So he had to do something to not get cheered. It makes sense, and you know it does.
I'm not going to admit to it.
Moving on.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Let's see. We have a backstage segment with The Miz and Sandow where someone comes up. They call him a fan, but I don't recall the last time a fan's come up wearing a production headset. Just saying.
Maybe he's both.
Yeah, a fan comes up. He's like, hey, can I get an autograph? I'm a big fan. Miz is like, no, I'm not doing autographs. And Sandow's like, and he's like, oh, not you, him. And Sandow's like, of course I'll sign it. Well, that pissed off The Miz. The Miz fires him. I'm like, it's about time. This is going to be awesome. We're finally going to see it. But The Miz is like, oh, I'm going to hire you back as my personal assistant. You're not my stunt double anymore. You're my personal assistant. And The Miz is still being mocked by Sandow. And he's like, stop it. That's not what a personal assistant does. Stop it. And that's kind of funny. So then The Miz kind of gets fucked and loses to Sin Cara or Hunakara. B-Mags pointed out that new Sin Cara is way better than old Sin Cara. Hunico has talent. The older one didn't.
Hunico made the better adaptation to the WWE style.
Yes. Let's see who wins those.
Because if you watch the old Sin Cara's like matches from outside the WWE, he's actually really good.
Well, here's the other thing too. What size ring are they using? Because watching some of the old WCW stuff, that ring was fucking tiny. So depending on how tiny the ring was,
that also does make a difference. You are correct.
Yeah, I mean WWE has a big fucking ring, and I've read it in other books, and I've watched it in other documentaries. The guys that went from WCW to WWE had issues getting the ring down because they said it is so much bigger. Now I'm not going to the original Sin Cara's defense here. I'm just saying that could be a thing. I don't know.
It probably is.
It you're more than likely. I mean, why not? Let's see here. Who wins though? Does Taker win this?
Huh?
Does Taker beat Bray Wyatt?
That is actually a very good question.
That for a different segment.
Okay, we can say that for a different segment. In a perfect world, Lesnar wins at WrestleMania, releases the title to go to MMA, so beating the streak was for naught. I agree. That's probably what's going to happen.
That is not what's going to happen. There is no way
Brock
he's going to get... Lesnar's going to get to keep it. I'll be like, here's your title back, guys. I'm done. No, it's not going to fucking happen that way.
Well, we'll see. Okay, moving on. I don't even know where the fuck we were.
When has WWE ever let anybody walk out with a title? Hell, Bret Hart thought he was going to get to do that. Guess what happened to Bret Hart? Not that.
So we're going to see the... Where the fuck is it? Is it in San Francisco this year?
Yes.
So we're going to see the San Francisco screw job?
No, because I think Lesnar's willing to do business and drop the title to somebody.
Lesnar,
I think he's okay with that.
And, yeah, because Lesnar has no personal... He's not invested in this at all. He's like, pin me and pay me. He's worse
Pretty
than the
much.
Job squad. So yeah, you're probably right. He will do business better than... because he doesn't care. So, Brett cared. Lesnar doesn't.
Brett did the wrong thing, and you fucking
know
that was
Brett
the wrong
thing.
No, Brett
didn't do the wrong thing. They shouldn't have fucked over Brett. It was fucking Medusa's fault, because if Medusa hadn't showed up on Nitro with the women's title and threw it in the trash, this wouldn't be an issue. But fucking Medusa, the bitch
not,
she is.
You can't tell me, though, that Bret Hart was like, hey, Brett, bring that title with you. We'll give you an extra $1 million, huh?
No, Brett wouldn't have done it, because if you go back and watch like the Wrestling with Shadows thing that he did, the Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels rivalries thing, fuck even the Monday Night Wars thing. If you watch that episode that focuses on the Brett and Shawn thing, no, Brett wouldn't have done that.
I think he would have.
No. Absolutely not. B-Max has a point. CM Punk walked out with the title.
Yeah, it was storyline.
No, we don't necessarily know that.
It was a fucking storyline.
We didn't know that.
K-Fat is still real to you, right?
God, no. I knew, anyway, moving on. Where the fuck were we?
Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, main event.
Yes.
Another good match.
Oh, God, that felt good. Okay,
plenty of good in-ring action this week on Raw, so for sure.
It really was. Even like the Rusev-Eric Rowan match wasn't bad at all. And I'm not a huge fan of either one of her. Wow, B-Max, Medusa drives monster trucks now, and I'd still fuck her asshole.
Yeah.
I met Medusa once at a Monster Jam thing. Told her she was a bitch for screwing over Bret Hart. I got escorted out of the venue. I'm not allowed back.
That didn't happen.
No, but I did meet her.
Okay. You're like that guy that got shot down in the helicopter.
Brian Williams?
Yes. You have as much terminal integrity as him.
Wow. What the fuck is up with the WWE having Paul Heyman go on the network on a Friday night to talk about the Brian Williams controversy?
I have a theory on that.
Okay, I didn't watch it.
All right, first off, I think NBC told him, you guys got to come out and support him. And they're like, really? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, so who can we do it, have do it, and it'd be like the least sincere thing as humanly possible? Let's have Heyman do it.
Did you watch this thing?
No, I did not.
Okay, see, I didn't watch it. I'm just like, what the fuck? Well, it took me a minute to realize who, like, I listened to it a little bit, and I'm like, who the fuck is Brian Williams again? And I had to think about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a journalist that kind of got fucked because he opened his mouth and lied. Okay, gotcha. Then I'm like,
why the fuck he would do that doesn't make any goddamn sense.
because he's an idiot. And then I'm like, why the fuck is Paul Heyman going to talk about this, of all things, on the WWE Network? Really? For free? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever floats their boat, right?
I'm going to have to watch it now just so I know what the fuck is going on. Anyway, Heyman was getting paid. That's about it. Yeah, probably right. So the match. Who are we talking about here? Oh, yeah, Seth Rollins, Daniel Bryan. We've got J&J Security out there, of course. So we have a good back-and-forth match. A good wrestling match for a while. I mean, it was really good.
Yes.
Not too much of your normal... I can't think of the word I'm looking for here. Shenanigans.
Oh, my God, though. Hang on. The Big Show comes out, though.
Who the fuck is clicking the pen? No one's clicking a pen. That's Adrian clicking on his mouse.
Yeah, sorry. It
comes through every fucking week really loud.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Put some fucking WD-40 on that.
Yeah, I'll be there. Be back.
Anyway, so Big Show comes out.
Did you see that spear that Reigns put on the Big Show, though?
Oh, God, yeah. When fucking Roman Reigns comes charging from the ramp.
Launches himself, like, from a higher point on the ramp, and it looks like he drills the Big Show, like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
it's like, shit got real.
That was one of those things where it could have went really bad really fast, because if you look, Roman Reigns didn't really hit him with the shoulder so much as he did his back of his head. Like, he put his head down, and his head drilled him. Thank God Big Show has been doing this forever, because I think... 100% Big Show fucking saved him right there.
Oh, yeah, probably so.
I mean, they showed it, and I'm like, was that really as bad as it looked? They showed the replay, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that was bad. Big Show essentially fucking saved Roman Reigns.
It looked awesome.
Oh, it looked awesome. But if you take the fan out of it, the mark out of it, and look at it again, and you're like, oh, yeah, ooh, that was really bad.
It could have gone south real quick. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Absolutely right.
That was, oh God, that was fucking great. We got a Danielson special in that match. Haven't seen that in a long ass time. What's he alluding to on that one?
I think he's just talking about how good it was.
Oh, okay. That'll work. But anyway, so good back and forth. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else there was that was really good in this match.
Fucking the whole thing. That's
really I mean, there's nothing really you can, other than the Roman Reigns, like, fucking spear and Big Show like that. There wasn't anything that really jumped out because the whole thing was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think Roman Reigns hits the ref's turn. He hits him with a Superman punch. And he turns around into the flying knee from Bryan, and that was it.
Your winner. And heading to Fastlane to fight Roman Reigns was Daniel Bryan.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a pretty solid match. I think Daniel Bryan's going to make Reigns look like $1 million and put him over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I have an issue with. So, Roman Reigns is essentially heading to WrestleMania, and he's going to be the guy to take the belt off of Lesnar.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So, he got...
When I say probably, I'm like 95% certain he's going
to... So, he got curb stomped a couple of times at Rumble. He got, like, 4 AAs. He got the living shit kicked out of him. But he still managed to come back and win that match. And a Superman punch is going to beat him?
Well, we're not there yet. And if you remember them talking the story, Lesnar's ribs are broke.
Yep.
I missed that part.
Like,
really?
Yeah, they're still, saying his ribs are broke.
The story of the Royal Rumble was Seth Rollins broke his ribs when he put him to the table.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I didn't hear that one. Ugh.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
No, I just... They're really going with this. This is how Roman Reigns is going to beat him with broken ribs from, like,
apparently
2 months before.
So, but I'm just saying, stuff can keep happening to those ribs where they keep tender, keep, like, softened up. So, I mean, that could be the route they go.
Quote unquote, the Achilles heel for the Beast.
We're going to move on. That's the route they're going with this. Really? A fucking apparently? Superman punch is going to beat him because his ribs are hurt? Really?
No, it's going to be a spear. It's going to be the spear that puts him down because of the ribs. That's the only thing that even logically makes a little bit of sense.
Especially at this point.
Yeah.
And with that...
I think I just aired mine.
Yeah,
so
apparently so.
Go ahead, guys.
Go for it, Adrian. I'll let you go first.
All right. You know, I don't have a whole lot. But I gotta say, I gotta give my what stinks to Kevin Dunn being a dick and trying to cut off the Steve Austin podcast with Triple H.
Yeah, that was actually kind of funny at the end when you hear the music start up and Steve Austin's like, yeah, we gotta go, I got something in my ear. And Triple H is like, what the hell, I don't have any pull?
Yeah, no, that was... I'm like, really?
Yeah, I know. Triple H doesn't have any pull around here, really. That was kind of funny. You know,
you know what? And it's not really a what stinks, but did you see that fucking meme that Kevin put up on the fan page the other day?
Which one?
The one with Paige and Ben is buried.
Oh, God. I thought you were wearing a condom. Well, I'm afraid I got some bad news. That's kind of funny. You know, I had Heath, when we were watching Raw, I had Heath write down a reminder for me.
Yeah.
Of my what stinks. Completely fucking forgot what it was. Like, because I wasn't very specific. I'm like, oh, I'll remember this. I have no fucking clue what the hell it was.
Yeah, basically, it was a reminder in regards to Daniel Bryan / Brock title. And it was
something between
Cole and
JBL. I have no clue what the fuck it was.
Oh, God. And you said you would remember.
I know.
That's my what stinks.
No, that's
you
a bullshit.
Forgot.
One. Come on, give me a real one. Geez. Montana Man's what stinks. 30-minute Triple H promo for something we knew would happen. Yeah, pretty much. You got something here, Chief?
Yeah, basically just kind of the weak showing that they have with the whole Divas division. I mean, it's just, where are they going with it, really? You know?
It does look bad.
I mean, we're kind of seeing a snooze fest whenever we come to the Divas.
Yeah, it's because AJ's not there. Unfortunately, I think AJ is the heart and soul of the Divas division right now. And without her being there, just kind of, it's real lackluster.
Yeah.
I
mean, I know they're trying, but it's just not happening.
B-Megs, what stinks? Reigns not being overly a dick. He was a dick, but just not dick enough.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
We are going to move on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, Adrian, you going to go first this time?
Yeah, I'll drop this one on you. Can you dig it? The Undertaker beats Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. Can you dig it,
sucker? I cannot. Because my what stinks is Bray Wyatt goes over on The Undertaker.
That's a what stinks?
No, it's a can you dig it?
Well, you just
well,
said.
No,
I meant can you dig it. Sorry.
Okay.
It's been a long day. So, here's the thing. Brock Lesnar beats the streak last year. Undertaker winning at WrestleMania doesn't mean shit anymore. He needs to do the deed for everyone now. And I don't mean he needs to job to Zack Ryder. I mean, these last few matches he has left in him, he needs to do something good with him. And going over on Bray Wyatt does nothing for Bray Wyatt. Putting Bray Wyatt over is a huge fucking thing. So I think that Bray Wyatt needs to beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, or beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. That's going to catapult him where he needs to be.
I mean, it'll
so we're basically he is the
it'll
one.
It'll probably set up a Roman Reigns Wyatt feud for the title afterwards.
We can only hope.
Because honestly, you know, Bray Wyatt winning would be so much better because then he would be the new face of the guy to fear at that point.
Well, and the other thing too, I can't handle Paul Heyman anymore.
Really?
What? The 21, I'm the man behind the 1 and 21 and 1. I'm like, come on. I know we're still going to hear it if he's 21-2, but at this point, the streak doesn't mean anything. Winning at WrestleMania doesn't mean anything. Do the deed for Bray Wyatt.
My client beat the Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania.
I'll agree with that, actually, Jason.
Yeah.
It's not very often we agree on something. At least like that, you know?
I don't know if it'll happen, though. I would like for it to go that way, but we'll see if it actually does.
It doesn't make any sense at all to have The Undertaker continue to win at WrestleMania.
I have a secondary, though. Can you dig it?
Well, let me just finish out my point here. It's your biggest show of the year. You have more eyes watching this in one event than you do any other event. Why not make Bray Wyatt look like $1 million and win?
I can't argue with that.
That's all I'm saying. Just make him fucking... Make him look like a million bucks.
I do have a secondary Kenny Diggett to it, and it relates to the same thing. Can you dig this? They broke up the Wyatt family too soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. They did break up too soon.
Because
to me, I mean, Luke Harper, yeah, he's doing all right. Eric Rowan, he kind of almost seems a little lost.
That might be something that they're kind of running with for right now. It wouldn't surprise me if that ends up being part of a backstory for a turn or, I don't know, something with Eric Rowan. I don't know.
We'll see. Because, I mean, he is a very good wrestler.
I think they really need to start working Rowan and Harper into taking the spots of Kane and Big Show.
Yeah, we need some big guys. So they're not as big, so I think maybe that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, they're not as big, but my God, Harper's a big man. He can fucking move.
Yes.
I mean, how many 6'8 guys can fucking nail a super kick like that?
Oh, none, but it's impressive.
It's like, I think Shawn Michaels is proud.
Well, I would not want to be on the receiving end of a Luke Harper super kick.
No.
Never
want to be on that.
Well, okay. Do you think they tried to duplicate the Shield? Like,
no.
Man, we broke up the Shield, and they're all three doing good. Let's break up the Wyatt family and see how well these three do.
I mean, maybe, but I'm not 100% sure on that one, man. I can't answer that one with certainty.
All right. Heath, take those away from me.
Okay.
And sit here and fucking eat peanuts all night. We're going to move on.
Sounds like it's time for a bet update.
Right, and real quick, Jason. Did Heath just take your nuts?
I told you I'd get Heath to take my nuts.
You did.
All right. So let's go back to this. It is time for our bet update. Now, for those of you not sure what we're doing this time around, the loser gets to play the yes game with the winners. What's the yes game, you ask? It is the greatest game in the world, as long as you're one of the winners. The winners have to get to ask the loser anything they want. The loser has to reply with the word yes. Any question we want, loser has to reply yes. Hey, Jason Heath, is it true you like to eat dog shit out of your front yard every morning before you go to work? If you were the loser, you would have to answer
yes.
See? It's a great game. Love it. unless I lose, then I'm going to hate it. All right, so here's the score update. We have Team Adrian that's sitting at 29 points. Team Awesome, 38 points. And the Jizz Moppers beating us at 44 points.
Damn.
It doesn't help when, like, they got rid of main event and, like, our guys fought a main event a lot.
Yeah.
That extra, like, not having that extra show is kind of fucking me and you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I gotta make a move.
I do too.
I'm gonna drop Randy Orton and pick up Cesaro.
Don't I get to make it since I got the Lord points?
You've made like 4 moves already. I haven't made any.
I haven't made any moves this time yet, sir.
Bullshit. You dropped Adrian Neville to pick up Ryback right off the bat.
I did that during the middle of the show.
I know. All right, what's your pick? What's your move?
I don't know now.
You can fucking have one. It's fine. If that's what you're going to do, you can fucking take it.
All right, who's not taken besides Cesaro?
Let's see. We've got Tyson Kidd. We've got Big Show, Kane, Rowan. Let's see. We've all got trying to think of who else is in a picture right now that none of us have. No, Heath has Wyatt. Sandow Miz is not taken. R-Truth is still out there. The other Uzo, these members of the Ascension.
You know what? Huh. I'm going to drop Nikki Bella. I'll pick up Victor from the Ascension.
Nikki Bella for Victor. Okay. So then I will go back to my original move and drop Orton and pick up Cesaro.
Okay.
I assume you're not making any moves.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Now, I just want to point out one thing. I'm in second place with 38 points. I've only had four guys competing this entire time.
I don't believe Barrett's had a match yet.
Yeah, he's lost twice.
Has he?
He lost on the first Raw we started scoring, the Raw and SmackDown of the week before the Rumble. Now, he hasn't competed since.
Okay.
Or he hasn't gotten you any points. I may have to go back and look at that, because that doesn't seem right. He hasn't fought
No one fought on Raw that week.
But... No one fought on Raw that week. He didn't fight on SmackDown that week. Okay, so no, that's fine. We've only had three shows.
Yeah, it's still early.
Yeah, we're fine, because no one fought on Raw that week. So we're okay.
I was going to say, we haven't even had a pay-per-view since we started scoring.
Well, we had Royal Rumble.
Yeah. But since then, yeah.
All right, you're picking up Victor, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Done. Moving on.
All right.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Just Jams.
Just Jams. He takes in the mouth.
Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a Shit-Free Show. Hand-picked this week, Heath.
Do what?
Hand-picked.
Hand-picked. All right.
Adrian helped.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you might be fucked. All right, you ready for the first one?
Let's go.
I believe the chat will do good.
Yes, feel free to play along because Heath cannot see.
Para toda mi gente mexicana, todos mis latinos, es hora de cambio. Ha llegado el momento de la batalla, de la guerra. Van a cambiar las cosas.
Gringo, anytime.
You want to cheat or steal?
Cause everyone
look
Latino. You ain't never heard nothing.
Oh, son of a bitch. That wasn't what we were supposed to do this week.
I know.
We were supposed to do the 8-bit thing.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We'll reschedule that next week.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. But anyway. God, what was the name of that group? Because I see them coming out on their Juan Deers.
I will give you credit for you yes, getting that.
Give me credit for that at least.
Yes, you remember that they were
a quarter of a point.
Yeah.
But now you get the other. You have to earn the.
I have to earn the other three quarters. Of
yes, because you have to get 2 points to win,
and a quarter point ain't going to cut it.
Right.
Shoot. What was the name?
Well, B-Max gets
themselves?
An extra. And
fuck.
Well, Montana Man has it right. So.
Yes.
I cannot remember the name that they called themselves.
I'm sorry, but I cannot remember the name they called themselves. It's not the correct answer.
The correct answer we're looking for is the Mexicools.
That's right.
Also, if you had answered Super Crazy or Psychosis, we would have given it to you.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yep.
Here comes song number two.
All right. We'll be right back.
And your time starts now. Chad has it, by the way.
God, that sounds so fucking familiar.
If you can see me right now, Jason, my face is in my hands, and I'm shaking my head no.
I'm doing it too. Can he guess it? No, he
There's
can't.
Two names that popped can't. In my
He's
head.
He's a fucking no, dumbass. He yes,
can't.
He is.
We need an answer.
Lex Luger? No.
What was the other name we were thinking of?
Huh?
Oh,
the
other one
you were thinking.
The other one was Sting.
No.
We would tell you if it was a WCW theme. We have to have that disclaimer. The correct answer we're looking for, Adrian?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Been way too long.
And for shits and giggles. Montana Man, oh my damn, Heath.
Who the hell had this one?
We should save this one then. It makes for a great segue to our next segment. So, Adrian.
It does. Chad has it.
Chad does have it. All right, hold on here. Let me find something here.
Yeah, the beam edge is wrong.
B-Mags is wrong. B-Mags, that is this guy. That was that person. That was Sandow. All right, Heath? Maybe this
know.
Will.
Oh.
Behold the king.
Was that him whenever he was as a blue blood?
That was
oh my
after,
God.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was
wow.
As the DX Triple H was starting up.
Yeah, oh my God.
He had China with him at that point. Oh, so, Adrian.
Yes.
Did you listen to the Triple H Stone Cold podcast?
I watched it, actually.
And what'd you think of it?
I thought it was really good.
Better or worse than the Vince McMahon one?
I liked it more than the Vince McMahon one.
Okay.
I thought the Triple H was less guarded with the answers he was given.
You think it was easier for Triple H to just answer the questions because he used to be one of the boys?
Probably so.
Okay. All right. I think you were right. He did seem a lot less guarded because it was Austin. I liked it. It just seemed like he was more truthful and honest. B-Mags, we screwed up with the 8-bit challenge. 8-bit challenge will happen next week. I completely forgot. Heath got pissed on. It was just one of those things that it got away from me and I fucking forgot. So next week will be the 8-bit challenge.
Triple H did pretty much blame everything bad on Vince.
Well, it's going to be his company here when Vince croaks or decides to
hand it over,
so why not? I did like, however, when Austin asked him about Monday Night Raw, if there's something that he could change, and Triple H was like, well, hell, I'd like to move Raw back to 2 hours.
Wow, really?
Oh, Triple H hates it. He's like, the third hour of programming is so difficult to book.
That is true.
And he, Austin asked him, he's like, you know, are you married to it now? I mean, what's going on? And Triple H is like, well, that's like meetings that between finance and legal and this and that, and I don't sit in on those. I don't want to sit in on those. So, good way to skirt the question. Yeah, it'll stay 3 hours for any foreseeable future, but he did blame a lot of stuff on Vince.
Like, he wasn't, like, saying, oh, it's all Vince's fault. It was more of a, well, Vince is the one who takes care of that stuff, and he's got the final say on everything.
Pretty much. He did say Vince has the final say on everything, which, I mean, it's true, he does. I think the only thing that Triple H has leeway with is NXT.
NXT is Triple H's, like, that's his.
Yeah, Dusty doesn't run the NXT. Now, Dusty has a hand down there, but NXT was and is Triple H's
biggest. He did actually mention and gave kudos to Dusty Rhodes in that interview.
He did. I don't remember exactly what point, but he did mention Dusty and how they, you know, they're training these kids.
I think he said it's like Dusty Rhodes is down there, and he's had a big hand in it. I think he did say that or something close similar to that.
Yeah, he ended up. There's so much stuff they talked about at NXT that I had no clue. I didn't realize that like everyone from the ground up there is learning the business.
Yeah, I mean, Full Sail University specializes in a media broadcasting. That's one of the things they do. Like, so all the students and stuff that are there filming NXT. That's part of their college.
I had no clue that, like, the camera guys were learning the business, the audio guys were learning, the pyro guys, you know, things like that. I had no clue. I didn't realize that until this interview. I also didn't realize that the NXT guys down there have the same setup that they have on Raw and SmackDown. Didn't even click that the cameras are in the same spot. And Triple H, in the interview, was talking about how he learned the business differently. He always thought about where the cameras were. He always thought about this. He always thought about that, which most guys, Austin even said, he's like, well, hell, if I put a stunner on someone and the camera wasn't there, well, that's their fault, not mine. Triple H didn't think like that. He always wanted the action to be where it needed to be. It never dawned on me that no one probably taught these guys any of that kind of stuff. They're teaching them camera angles down there. They're teaching them this. They're teaching them that. Because you're Raw, you're SmackDown. Pay-per-views are all going to be set up similar, just on a grander scheme than NXT. So it's kind of, you know.
Start getting the basics.
They're teaching the guys. He was talking with, Finn Balor.
Okay, yeah.
Big indie guy.
Prince Devitt, yeah.
Yes. And he was talking about, you know, they were working on his entrance and stuff, and he was Finn Balor was standing in the corner looking really concerned, and Triple H pulled him aside. He's like, is everything okay? He's like, man, I'm really overwhelmed. I've never even thought about any of this stuff. He's like, when I went to Japan, they told me just go out there and do my thing. He's like, I didn't even know they were taping the damn thing.
Wow. They just had to kind of guess where the cameras were.
Yeah, they just kind of had to guess. They didn't know. So I really, if you haven't had a chance to watch or download, I'll tell you this much. If you download the fucking podcast, it pisses me off.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, the first 20 minutes of it is Stone Cold reminiscing on, you know, talking about the setup for the podcast and all that. And then he's got, like, 15 minutes of fucking commercials built into the goddamn podcast, too.
Ugh. So just like that one other guy.
Huh?
Kind of like that one other guy.
Yeah, it was like Colt Cabana's.
Okay.
So, if you can, watch it on the network. Don't download the podcast.
Okay.
That pissed me off. Let's see. So, who taught the Destination America guys? Because they're all floor cameramen now. Probably they handed them a camera and said, here, go film this shit.
Probably.
Yeah. Triple H is like Vince when it comes to NXT. Dusty books, Triple H has the final say. Yeah, but that's because NXT is Triple H's thing. That was 100% Triple H.
And Triple H, I don't think, necessarily takes credit for booking NXT. He just takes a lot of the credit for the training process.
Because he's, I mean, they looked at, Triple H was kind of saying that what they were trying to do with NXT is almost make it a different brand all on its own. Because he knows what their target audience is, and he's really catering to that. Which, unlike the main roster, where they have to cater to so many different people.
Right. It has a niche audience, and it targets that really well.
I think they do a phenomenal job. So, let's see here. Anything else you really wanted to... Oh, there's talk about CM Punk in there, and Triple H is like, I never really had a problem with CM Punk.
I don't know if I believe that. But
that's about the only thing I think my bullshit meter went off on.
Well, maybe he was just saying from a business standpoint.
Well, shortly after that, I read that Triple H and Shawn Michaels pretty much buried CM Punk on his tryout. Now, how much truth there is to that rumor, I can't tell you either, because I wasn't there.
You see, but that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because didn't like they really like put him over as the future of the business at Survivor Series in like 2006?
They did. That's why I have a problem believing that, and I'm thinking that maybe Triple H doesn't have a thing. Because, like, the what he was saying on the podcast was, like, he came in and everyone was all over him, you know, saying, oh, Triple H hates him and all that. And Triple H is like, no, don't get me wrong here. I didn't know who he was. I didn't have time to watch that kind of stuff. So Triple H didn't know who he was. So why they would have buried him in his tryout, I don't, your guess is as good as mine. I got nothing. So, and when they put him on, when he was on the Survivor Series team with DX and was it Kofi?
The Hardy Boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, that put Punk on the map, really. So, if he has a problem with him, why'd he put him over? Hmm, interesting. Hey, we got something new in the chat. Mysteries with Jeremy Scott is in our chat room.
All
right. Wow. Okay, moving on. Okay. I don't have much time. I let this one get away from me.
Yeah.
Did you find anything for our wrestling news?
I have a few things, yeah.
News or history?
History.
Okay. It's time for whatever the fuck Adrian pulled up with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
All right, so there's a few things I have this week. I gotta say, February 3rd, 1989. Jason.
What?
Can you guess what is significant about that date in wrestling history?
February 3rd, 1989. First Clash of Champions.
No.
89. Starrcade?
Nope. No. You're in the wrong federation, sir.
Really? Okay, hold on. Wait.
Saturday night's main event, the Mega Powers Explode.
Really? Was that the first main event?
That wasn't the first Saturday night's main event, but that was the one where, like, Savage and Hogan blew up and the big thing started.
Really? Holy God, that was 89?
Yeah.
Damn.
Fuck. Well, in my defense, I didn't watch wrestling in 89.
True. All right. But that's the most significant thing that happened this week.
Okay.
There's a few other things. February 8th, I don't have the year on this. Randy Savage won his first WWF Intercontinental title.
All right.
February 7th, Larry Zbyszko won the AWA World Championship. I don't have a year on that either.
You still don't have a date on a lot of these.
No, I don't.
Your source let you down.
Get this information from is down.
Oh, okay.
And also on, let me take a look here. February 5th, I believe this is in 1988, before the WrestleMania 4 tournament. It was the night that Andre the Giant won and lost the WWF title in a matter of minutes.
Really?
But he won the title from Hogan and then gave it to DiBiase.
I remember that. Well, I don't remember it, but I remember watching it.
And then that's whenever DiBiase was stripped, because you can't be given the belt for money.
Exactly.
And set up the tournament at WrestleMania 4.
Fucking Jack Tubby.
Yeah.
Also February 6th, 19... I believe this is 89 as well. Sting is kicked out of the Four Horsemen.
Why did he get kicked out?
And he tore his ACL on the same night.
Ugh. Talk about a bad night. Why did he get kicked out? Do you remember?
I don't remember exactly why. Okay. So bear with me. I don't remember.
Oh, no biggie. That'll be something we'll ask Greg.
Oh, there you go.
But that is everything I have this week. Class is dismissed. Later, bitches.
That was This Week in Wrestling History. The host, Professor Adrian Masters.
So we want to wrap this up, I guess.
Actually, we do with 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about cutting it close.
That was cutting it close. Adrian, we're going to come up on the network.
Oh, you know, there's some great shows you can check out. You can check our featured podcast. Of course, Wednesday night at 8/7 Central, you can check out Shooting from the Hip. Thursdays at 8/7 Central, you can catch the Wrestling Niche. And I believe Friday or Saturday night, you can also catch Respect the Mat.
Montana Man, Sting wanted to keep his title match with Flair. That's why he got kicked out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Also, check out all of our wonderful articles and news by Paul Jordan. If I could ever find some news that Paul Jordan doesn't beat me to, I will gladly post it. Problem is, he beats me in everything.
Yes, he does. This guy is like...
He's robo-reporter.
Yeah.
let's see.
Apparently, Kim Kardashian wore a Ric Flair robe tonight at the Grammys.
Really?
Yes.
So this was like Katy Perry from last week? She wore one of Bam Bam?
Mark Jones has a picture of it posted on the group page.
Oh, God. I'll have to look. Let's see. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook. Review the show. Send us an email at thearbomb@gmail.com. Let's see. Countdown to Arbomb 100 continues next week.
Yes, it does.
We are, after tonight, we are at 94. We're almost there. We're almost to those triple digits.
Yes, we are.
I hear we're getting a new Hall of Famer announced tomorrow night, too.
I hear about that. Oh, real quick, you guys want to take a guess?
I hear it's probably going to be the triple Ray Stevens.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I've been reading, too. Oh, shit, there was one other thing I wanted to talk about, the Triple H thing. It was alluded to a little bit. About, like...
China?
Yes.
Oh?
Double-edged sword with China.
Okay.
Because he probably pointed out his daughter is, like, 8 years old. She may, you know, if you're, like, an 8-year-old kid, oh, who is China? Let me type in, find out who China is on the Google. What did China do?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's kind of like a double-edged sword with that.
Here's the counter argument to that, Jason.
Mike Tyson?
Is Mike Tyson in the Hall of Fame?
Yes. I agree.
Did he go to prison for raping somebody?
No. You're right. I agree. But, I mean, that's what Triple H was saying. I don't think China should be left out of the Hall of Fame because she did a porno. Or two. Or three.
Or 17.
I don't think she did 17. I know she did the Avengers one. I think she's only done two. I think she did the Avengers one and she did the one with Sean Waltman.
I think she did two of Sean
Waltman,
though.
Did she do two? Oh, yeah, she did. It was like Another Night in China or something like that.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so she did three. But still, apparently that was it's like a double-edged sword. Now, I definitely see China going in eventually, but we'll see. All right.
Yeah, because after all, you know, they have divas that, you know, appear on Playboy all the time.
Yeah, I know. Oh, BMX said she did four. Well, I'm going to have to find out what these were then. Because the only one I could think of was the Avengers and the two with Sean Waltman. So, I got nothing else. What about you guys? You guys got anything else?
I believe I am good here.
Adrian?
No, I'm good.
I feel like I'm forgetting to mention something.
No, we're good.
Okay. What's our song of the week, you big loser?
I picked the, it's a short one, but it's entertaining still.
Okay.
Kurt Angle doing Shawn Michaels theme from SmackDown.
Oh, God. All right.
Because I'm a sexy Kurt.
Ugh, God, you're
sexy Kurt.
Whatever.
I'll make your ankle hurt. Ankle hurt.
Oh, my God. I forgot how bad that was. Anyway, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard. Saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
You'll never get it right.
Huh?
You'll never get it right.
The Big Eater Masters is going to go watch Tyrese die again.
And the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Thank you guys again for showing up tonight.
Yes.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been our bond.
Get the fuck out.
Years ago, I said that I would outdo Shawn Michaels. Tonight, I'm going to prove that I'm a better entertainer as well. Now with me is a woman, Shawn Michaels' first manager, Sensational Sherry. Your influence on Shawn still lives today. Every time HBK's music is played, everyone around the world knows that it's your voice, Sherry, that's screaming Shawn Michaels' name. I mean, Shawn Michaels thinks he's so great because he sang his own song. Well, Shawn, as I've been telling you, anything you can do, we can do better. Hit the music!
Sure.
I think I'm cute. I got the medals. I got the moves that makes them all tap out. The angle slam. The ankle lock. Marty Jannetty. Still can't walk. I'm just a sexy Kurt.
Sexy Kurt.
I'll make your ankle hurt.
Sexy Kurt.
Dreadful.
I make your ankle hurt.
Ankle hurt.
Woo. That's right, Sean. Eat your heart out. Hands off the merchandise. Woo.